Hello, this is Dennis Wing. Welcome to another Commuter Audio. Today's topic is more fun with the metronome. That's right, yet another sequence with the metronome. The metronome is just so much fun, and students in general really don't usually think so. So if there's one thing I could possibly have you coming away with from this session as well as the other session called Fun with the Metronome, it would be to recognize the value and fun of playing with a metronome. Rhythm is everything. So I'm not going to go into that whole spiel again, but you know, if you can play the best notes with poor time, no one's going to want to play with you. If you play great with great time and even some of your note choices aren't perfect, everyone will love playing with you and audiences will love listening to you. The reason that I'm doing this session here is because they have now on people's cell phones free apps that are so customizable that they just make playing with a metronome even more fun than they were before. On my phone, I happen to have an Android, but it also works on an iPhone. It's called Pro Metronome. And you can divide the beat into up to 32 parts per beat. I've actually done 16 parts right now, and I'm going to demonstrate why in a second. You can also customize whether a note is loud, medium, soft, or silent. And that's going to be a huge tool for us. And it's going to be, like, for example, I just programmed in randomly like a beat that's 16 beats, and it's the equivalent of 4 bars. And I made the first beat of the first bar loud, and the rest are just kind of soft. I'll demonstrate. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 3, 4, 4, 2. And then here's the 1. All right, so notice that is loud. And there's also a big orange flash when that happens. So if, for those of you who are more challenged rhythmically, you can put that right in front of your face, and that's the big one beat. But in doing four, why did I choose 16 beats? In other words, 4 bars of four. It, because it gets you to think in 4-bar phrases. You know, the longer the phrase you can think in, the better your rhythm will develop. So let me just demonstrate this. 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 3. And I'm just going to improvise on an A minor pentatonic. 2, 3, 4. Now, I'm not really looking at the metronome. I'm going to actually put it off to the side here so that I can't look at it. I'm going to play all by ear. And I'm not doing anything fancy. I'm just playing around, having some fun. It just goes to show, you know, people are always asking me, well, you know, now that I know my pentatonics, I don't know what to do with it all. And I always say the same thing, which is, it's not what notes you play, it's how you play them. So, and how you play them is how you play them in time. So just groove on them. Grooving on them is a big deal. So that gives you an idea. Now, then the next segment,